Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because I need help with my mortgage. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to join our email list. But let's get right into it. I don't need help with my mortgage, but that is one of the fastest growing searches on Google right now. Need help with your mortgage. That is crazy, guys. Think about this. Since the financial, we'll call it the recession of 2008, the financial collapse of real estate in 2008, we have seen searches go up and down when it comes to real estate problems. Right now, at an all-time high, there are more people searching for, I need help paying my mortgage. How do I pay my mortgage? Ways to pay your mortgage. There's more searches for this than ever because delinquencies are climbing at a record pace right now. And the problem with this is that they're at an all-time high since the Great Recession. And more people are having problems. Now, there's a percentage of people that are having the biggest problems, and those are the people that put the least amount of money down. Those are low-income people. Hey, get into a house with nothing down. Hey, get into a house with 3% down. And they squeaked in, and then they don't realize what's involved with home ownership. Home ownership is insurance. Home ownership is your utility bills, the water, the gas, the electric, everything that's involved with that. Oh, you got a pool? You got to pay the pool man or do it yourself, or the pool's going to look green inside of about a week and a half. So with that being said, a lot of problems out there. How low the tide is here too. I'm in Laguna. So absolutely crazy. But this is bad because you had an uptick that was almost double of what it was at the end of 2024 over what it was 2025. It had gone up, you know, basically 100% during that time. So with that problem, people don't sit there and put pen to paper for things they can't afford. Like the insurance. The insurance for the average family has gone up 40% in a year. Nobody told us that was going to happen. What about your property taxes? My favorite thing that the agents do that's a scam is they quote your price on the sales price of the house and what the old seller is paying for your taxes. What did they buy their house for? Well, they bought it for $300,000 now and they're selling it for $1.5 million. Well, you're paying taxes on a house that cost $1.5 million. Oh, nobody told me that, Dan. Okay, my taxes. I got a tax bill as a supplement for $8,000. Yeah, you did. So that's the problem. People can't afford what's happening around them. And it's not anything extra. It's just existing. And nobody put pen to paper on what it costs to rent one of these houses. So you're seeing this get worse and worse and worse. I want to show you guys this at the bottom of the stairs, how it's just like this, because the tide's so low. See how far out the tide goes? We're going to come here in a few weeks, and the waves will be crashing on the steps. They'll be halfway up the steps. So this is a big problem, guys. You're going to have more and more people that are going to go into delinquency. One thing that is happening with the foreclosures is during the last administration, you could tell the banks any story you wanted to. They did not want the foreclosure numbers on their records. So people, well, I saw people 24 months behind in their mortgage, 30 months. Some people didn't pay their mortgage since COVID. You know, story, story, story. Now they're not doing that. You know, the number of people that are 30 days behind is climbing. That's at an all-time record. The number of people at 60 days is at an all-time record. And the number of people that are at 90 days that cannot stop the foreclosure process and the notices from coming are at an all-time record since 2008. It's worse than it was in 2008. And back then we had all the liar loans where everybody just made up their income. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, if you have patience and if you want to buy a foreclosure, you're going to be able to have that opportunity. It's going to happen. But you know, you need to have cash. You need to be ready. I've been to those foreclosure auctions where they'll have half a dozen houses for sale and people will have millions of dollars in cashier's checks there. It's just incredible how it is. Beautiful morning, everybody out in the sun. Isn't that great? So with that being said, you're going to see this thing get worse and worse and worse, because people's income, it is going in the wrong direction. People are making less. When this quarter ends at the end of this month, you're going to see that wages did one thing. They did not go up, they went down. And I have a friend of mine who is on a pension, and in fact, we're going to a baseball game tonight, and he's, you know, sat there and thought he was going to live large with his $12,000 a month pension, and then said, wow, Dan, I'm basically getting by. I may get another job because of that. So, crazy. Jack in the Box just announced that they're going to get rid of 100 stores. Jack in the Box was purchased by Del Taco, and it has been a disaster for the Del Taco brands. It's been basically a disaster for both brands, because as much as they thought that they were, you know, harmonious because they sold quote-unquote Mexican food and other stuff similar, wasn't a good fit. Not a good fit at all. So you're going to see this happen over and over again. Jack in the Box, again, you're going to see a major, major fast food chain go bankrupt. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Who will it be first? I don't know. I don't know. Applebee's, one of their largest franchisees, they own 53 Applebee's. I didn't know there were 53 Applebee's in the United States, but anyways, 53 Applebee's, and they can't make money. Food costs, insurance costs, you know, wages. Everybody wants to compete with California. We want $20 an hour, we won't work. So you got to pay people more and more and more. Regardless of whatever state it is, you have to pay these people more money. So there's one food company doing very well, Nothing Bundt Cakes, which caught my eye because my sister-in-law for Thanksgiving made me go there and get a Nothing Bundt Cake. And there's one in my city, and she goes, no, I hate that one. You got to go to the one in Orange. And it was about 7-8 miles away. I'm like, really? I got to go way over there and pick this up? Yeah, so I bought an extra Bundt Cake and filmed myself licking it and putting it back in the box. And just as a joke, haha. But what's funny is Nothing Bundt Cakes just sold to KKR, the investment bank, for $2 billion. So that's the end of Nothing Bundt Cakes. Whenever these investment banks buy a food establishment, they cut costs, they cut quality, they cut everything. So whatever you liked about Nothing Bundt Cakes, I would go there now if you want to buy something from them, because they're about to suck because of the investment bank. Now, the investment bankers are going to say, we had quality, we had value, we streamlined the process. No, you guys turn places to hell is what you guys do. You really, really do. So nothing but problems. Netflix is going to raise the price on everything. You know, it's funny. I had more people reach out to me about this. Opening day for baseball, the very first game of the season was shown on Netflix only. I'm like, well, I'm not watching on Netflix. I'm not going to watch it on my, I'm going to watch MLB on my phone. No, it wasn't on MLB. It was on Netflix only. And they thought that they were doing such a great service by having this exclusive deal and didn't have the regular announcers, didn't have anything like that. And I thought that was really funny. So there's a place in hell for certain people. And I know that. Okay, there's a towing company. We've all been the victims of a bad towing company. My girlfriend was a had a handicap card because she had stage 4 cancer. And she couldn't walk. And when you have a handicap card, you're allowed to legally park in any handicap spot. So she parked in my complex. This was 10 years ago. Parked in my complex, bald, going through chemo, and put her handicap sticker up there. And they had the towing company tow her because she didn't have the right parking sticker. Now, she schooled everybody. She got her money back from the towing company. She got an apology letter from the towing company. When she showed up, because they wouldn't let me pick the car, when she showed up and she was, you know, needed to lay down in the waiting room, they were worried that they were going to get their brain sued out, rightfully so. Okay? Well, this goes to a company called S&K Towing. What did they do? They went to Camp Pendleton. I'm in Orange County. You got San Clemente, you got Sunset, you got Capistrano Beach, and then you've got San Diego County. Camp Pendleton's 30 minutes from me. They went in there and they towed all these cars and they sold them. Think about this. They sold dozens of cars for people that were deployed. Uh-oh. They're going to get their brains sued out, rightfully so. Isn't that terrible? People are deployed. Their cars are parked. They're on a Marine base. What are you doing here? Well, you know I'm a Marine. It's my car. No, they just towed them and then sold the cars while these guys were deployed. How terrible is that? All your personal items in there. I've had my car towed before. And wow, the radio that went, the Wi-Fi that was wireless, that got stolen. All this stuff. It was being used, too. I could log in back then and see that it was being used. So they got a free month of Wi-Fi. Good for them. But these people, they deserve a spot in hell. So I love stuff like that. You know? Speaking of restaurants, I talked about them earlier. Texas Roadhouse. They're finishing getting rid of the kids' meals. If you look like you're under 13, you need to prove it somehow with your parents to get the kids' meals, because they're not just going to bring a kids' meal to the table. So if grandma wants the kids' chicken finger meal, no more. She's got to order off the adult menu. They're tired of getting fleeced and taken advantage of, they said. So good for them. Good for them. There's a woman, and this is a story out of the UK, which I love this one. She got £30,000 of disability payments. But the only problem was she claimed that she was so damaged and that she couldn't leave the house. She could not go out. She could not face the public. And what did they do? They caught her, her Catherine Whelan, 33. She lived in Goring-by-the-Sea in England. And she went out and she went snowboarding, she went zip lining, she went parasailing. They got video of all this stuff. Well, lucky for her, she got arrested and she got charged. Isn't that terrible? You know, 76 beauty appointments is what they did. They subpoenaed her hair salon. Where do you like to get your haircut at? Oh, I go to Stacy's. Okay. 60 different pubs, clubs, and restaurants. Okay, I'm so disabled, I can't leave my house. There's a place in hell for this broad. Okay, so yeah, I said broad, I'm bringing it back. So, isn't that funny? You got to laugh at some of this stuff because people's are terrible. You know, a couple things for you that are good. You got a place called Jackson's Adventure Crossings. They're in foreclosure right now. Home builders that are going to run out of money. Going to happen all the time. Getting their sun on. So you're going to see this happen more and more. I am telling you this right now, guys. We saw a lot of shenanigans with real estate. When things go up, there's problems. When they go down, there's problems. When things went up, I had people that wrote me that, think about this. They bought a house, put $60,000 down, paid for upgrades. The builder said, wait a second. We could get $100,000 more for this house. Let's get rid of these sales. So they canceled the contract, mailed the people a check back, and sold the house to somebody else. Well, one person was living with their mother, never got their cashier's checks, and found, hey, when's my move-in? What do you mean you're moving? We've already sold the house, and the Wilsons are living there. So when things go up, they're a den of thieves. When they go down, they're a den of thieves because they're going to go bankrupt on you. You're going to see this happen more and more and more. So get ready. A few things to finish this video. And first things first, join our email list, guys. The easiest way to do that right now is get the free grant guide. Go to freegrantguide.com. You sign up for that, you're on the email list because we have a bunch of cool stuff coming out. I have the coolest thing this week that's free that's coming out, but you have to be on the email list to get it. So check that out today. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. And you sign up at iallegedly.tv. We do all the uncensored stuff. And it is just beautiful out here today. Absolutely stunning. Two things to finish this. You know, I've had all these people write me, first of all, about Tiger Woods car accident again. You know what's weird? People need to get a lesson. And I understand the guy has back issues and things like that, but you think the guy would get some help, have a driver. If I had that kind of scratch, I would have a driver, guys. Dan's, mixed martinis in the car, and I don't drink. So anyways, couple things. I love stuff out of the UK that we get. You know what a trolley is? Well, I thought it was a trolley car that you'd pay for, like a trolley. No, that's a shopping cart here in the States. Well, there are states now that are fining the stores $1,000 a shopping cart if it's off their, out of their parking lot. So California, Washington, I think New York, there's one more, I think it's Nevada. And they're saying, hey, if we find your carts where they're not supposed to be, it's $1,000 fine. Aldi said, listen, if that happens, we're going to pay the fine for you, which is very nice. Very, very nice. Final story is the Gallup poll every year does a economic survival story. And Dr. Marvin sent me these two, which are great. And the story is real simple. People are making less money in 2026 than they were in 2025. It's that simple. You're going to see, are they thriving? No. Their expenses have gone up through the roof. This is what you're going to see after the first quarter. You're going to see insurance go through the roof. You're going to see utilities go through the roof. Think about it. We've had no winter here. Okay? So there's heating bills are down. Electricity, maybe. A guy out there in a kayak. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? That's fun. Crazy. But the Thrive Index is saying people have no money right now. People are making so much less than they did in 2025. So you're going to see that. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. You want to send your stories. Thank you, Dr. Marvin, for being the great contributor that you are. Laura from Connecticut, Joseph, Don, everybody. It's just been fantastic. Really, really good content, and I appreciate everybody that sends it in. And reach out anytime, guys. I'll see you soon. But I am telling you this right now. When you have the Thrive Index is way down here, and you have people searching at a record pace, I need help with my mortgage. Okay. Next thing's going to be, how do I file bankruptcy? That'll be the next big search. See you soon.